County staff tramped through a patch of woods just off the I-85 University Avenue exit in Charlotte. They're taking note of the area's flora and fauna, some of which is native and increasingly rare.
Bloodroot.
Natural Resources Coordinator Lenny Lampel points to a small white flower peeking out of dead leaves on the bank of a creek.
That just bloomed for a very short period of time in the early spring.
Is it rare? Is it common?
It's not common anymore. Usually now they're kind of restricted to some of the better quality habitats, especially along some of these nicer quality creeks. One time I'm sure it was probably a lot more widespread than it is now.
Lampel jots down a note. Invasive species and development have thinned native populations like the bloodroot. The county may buy this land as a nature preserve. At the same time, over the past couple of decades, county staff and volunteers noticed another trend: animals moving in from the south. The county's biannual environmental report notes two birds, the Eurasian collared dove and the scissor-tailed flycatcher, have both been spotted in the area. Lampel says he's seen an increase in certain tree frogs and butterflies.
Now we're starting to see them more commonly at different points of the year in our region, and we're even starting to see caterpillars, which means they're likely breeding here where they never have in the past. So you get these kind of changes.
County staff and scientists are hesitant to point to a single cause for the migration, but the environmental report notes recent observations of animals that have previously never been seen here before may indicate that they are moving into our area due to an increase in annual average temperatures. And this is a global phenomenon. Numerous scientific studies over the past few years show a correlation between warmer summers, milder winters, and animals migrating to higher latitudes. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.